Chapter 2. Why does purple loosestrife grow? Purple loosestrife did not grow out of control in Europe and Asia. It did not kill other plants. This is because purple loosestrife had natural enemies in Europe and Asia. Beetles ate the roots, leaves, and stems of loosestrife. They were all part of the same ecosystem. Captions: This large beetle eats the leaves. Larvae, or babies, of a weevil eat the roots of purple loosestrife. Feature box: Giant reeds hurt wetlands. Another wetland problem is the giant reed. It came to California in the 1700s. It is a huge plant that looks like bamboo. These reeds grow 4 to 5 inches a day. They can be 25 feet, 7.6 meters high. Now giant reeds cover thousands of acres of land. Like purple loosestrife, they leave no space for native plants to grow. Purple loosestrife came to the United States, but its natural enemies did not. Loosestrife grew taller than before. Its roots grew stronger and longer. Our native wetland plants had no place to grow. Soon, the native plants began to die. Caption: Cattails have no space to grow because of purple loosestrife. Did you know? Giant reeds grow up to 25 feet, 7.6 meters, tall.